Kalim chapter 26, Mishnah 1. Now complete changing topic completely. Now we're moving into leather. This chapter is discussing leather types of utensils. Sandal Imki, the sandal of Imki, which he brings as a town near Akko, and was a particular sandal of leather with holes around the edges for straps. That was a sandal of Imki. The Kishel Shenatsois, and also a purse with laces around the edge. You closed it by pulling the laces. You pull the lace, the thing closes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Af kafifa mitzris. He says, even a wicker basket, which was made of interlocking palm leaves. We'll see now all of these things. Yeah, exactly. That slipped in there. He's saying it also has the same halacha. We'll see what the halacha is now. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Af sandal ladiki. He says, also, the sandal of Ladiki, a different kind of sandal, which is, he brings over here, it's similar to the sandal of Imki. It was a similar kind of thing. So you had your laces which closed it up. Kuyotzi Bahem, it's similar to the cases above. So all of these things, Hara'elu Metamin Umetaharin Sheloba Uman, they become pure and impure without a craftsman, meaning that an ordinary person can make them into susceptible containers by inserting and tightening the laces. And if they were impure, if he unlaces them, he can purify them. So it doesn't take a craftsman, is what he's saying, to make these into containers or to break them down from containers. Right? These things, it doesn't take a craftsman. Amar Rabbi Yosi, he says, V'alo kola kalim mitamin mitarin shelo ba'uman. He says, what are you teaching me? Any utensils are purified, impure, and purified without a craftsman. We know this halacha. You don't have to come teach me this halacha with these leather containers. Aval elus, these things that we mentioned in our Mishnah, afal pi shehein mutarin. Even when they are undone, tamein, they are impure, shehahedyot yachol lachizirim, because an ordinary person can restore them. So in other words, if they were impure and you take off the laces, you haven't purified it, says Rabbi Yossi. This is what the Mishnah is teaching us. Because if you put the lace, any person can put the laces back and make it back into a container. And that's what our Mishnah is teaching us. And then finishes off the Mishnah, Lo Amru Ella Bekafifa Mitzris, they referred only to a wicker basket, She'afa Uman Einu Yachol Lachazira, which even a craftsman cannot restore. So a wicker basket is like a different thing. Once this thing comes apart, you know, it's like intertwined and whatever, so it can't be put together. Yeah, that's it. Because to put it together takes great effort, and so that even a craftsman has difficulty restoring the wicker basket.